जीजा
सवाल कीजा।
वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो। आई एम योर होस्ट विद्या एंड द शो इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय द अमेजिंग प्री स्कूल एंड आफ्टर स्कूल प्रोग्राम सफारी किड विद ओवर 25 लोकेशंस इन द बे एरिया एंड मेनी मेनी मोर इंटरनेशनली। Don't forget to like us on Facebook, the Safari Quiz Show page. Safari Quiz Show is our page. We've had 5 new likes last week. Very happy for that. And if any of you are listening to the show, you know you like it. So you go and like us on Facebook to show us that you do. Okay, before we get started, I want to mention again that we have this initiative going on, which is a musician's showcase, where we are going to showcase some young musician every week on our show. It's September. All summer I've been promising that I'm going to collect musical pieces from your children and play them this day onwards. So today we have a very special treat. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. But I want to tell you about the program itself. It's what we're doing is we're encouraging you to send in musical performances from your child, whether it's instrumental, vocal, western, pop, Hindustani, whatever it is. Please do record and send it to us. If your child can play well, or even if child is learning, we would love to hear what they're doing right now. And if they can't, if recording is a problem, please do get in touch with us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we'll make sure your child can come and perform live on the radio. Wouldn't that be cool? Okay, so that our show is on every Saturday from 11 to 12, every Saturday from 11 to 12. So if you're free, definitely do get in touch with us. Also, if you want to participate on the show, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. We love having old contestants, but we also like to hear from newer contestants who have been listening to the show and enjoy the show and want to come and participate. In fact, we have 2 new contestants today, and I'm looking forward to introducing them to you. So before we meet the contestants, we have, as I said, we have 2 new contestants, so I'm going to share the rules with them one more time. So we are a quiz show, obviously, and we have 3 categories today. Each category has 10 questions. Each question carries 10 points if answered correctly the first time. The way it works is that I ask the question. This is for our new contestants. Ask the question, and then you don't raise your hand or shout out the answer. Instead, you press the buzzer that you have, and our little machine here will tell me who buzzed first. The person who buzzed first, their buzzer will light up, and then that person gets to answer the question. Now, if your buzzer lights up, you have to answer the question. There's not an option to pass. So if you answer it correctly, you get 10 points. Or if you answer it wrong, you get -5. And if you don't answer it at all, you still get -5. Now, if you can't answer the question or you got it wrong, question passes to the next person. However, since their buzzer didn't light up, they don't get penalized for saying pass. If you don't know, you can just say pass. If you know, answer. And again, if you get it right, then you get 5 points. If you get it wrong, you get -5. Got it? So lots of time. We have 1 hour. We have 30 questions. So don't get rattled any time. If you don't know one question or another question, if you don't do well in one category or another, there's plenty of time to catch up. We've had some fantastically weird results coming from somebody really taking off in the first round and then eventually not being the winner. And the best part of our live shows is that everybody wins. It's just that the winner with the most points gets the biggest prize. So if you've been listening to the show and you've been wondering whether you should participate or not, absolutely you should. It's fun. Nobody has ever regretted coming on the show. It's a lot, lots of fun. And you win just for showing up. How good of a deal is that? So if you're interested in participating, one more time, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, time to meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is Shreya. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Shreya. Welcome to the show, Shreya. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Safari Kid Nauri, and I've been looking forward to coming to the show.
Participating on the show. Which grade are you in?
I'm in 5th grade.
School started.
Yeah.
And which school is this?
Forest Park.
Forest Park. Okay. So tell me something about the... So you must be going to the after-school program at Safari Kid.
Yes.
So what do you do there?
When we come in, we eat our snack, and then we go to finish our homework.
Okay.
And then we have these packets where we do for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
not school related. These are enrichment packets.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, when everyone's done with their homework, we go to a playroom and we play until everyone's parents are.
Okay, so how many hours do you spend there typically after school?
About 3
hours?
Yeah.
Does it ever feel boring, or is it always something to do?
There's always something to do.
And you have friends?
Yes.
Yeah, so it must be a lot of fun. So So just want to let our viewers know, yay for Safari Kid and Maori Center for sending us Shriya. Wonderful. And you can see that she's in fifth grade and she still goes to Safari Kid for that after school program. So tell me a little bit about the packets though. What do you do in those packets?
So there's a math section. So we have math minutes and we have math warm-ups that can help us understand other concepts of math. And then there's English, and we correct sentences, and we've...
So how do they decide which packet you should be on?
It's grade level.
It's grade level. And is it a help to you at school?
Yes.
Doing this? Yeah? You can feel a little better prepared for school? All right. So welcome to Shriya. And our next contestant is Nihar. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yes? Nihar, speak into the mic. And you've been on the show before?
Yeah.
So first tell me a little bit about yourself. Which school you go to? Which grade you're in?
I go to Chadbourne Elementary School and I'm in fourth grade.
And you're in fourth grade. And tell me a little bit about your experience the last time you were on the show. What happened?
It was really fun.
Yeah? Did you win? I don't remember.
No, I was second place.
Second place and you still had fun? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm so glad you decided to come back on today's show. So you tell me now what you did in the summer. School must have started, right?
I went to Europe.
Ooh! What did? Which country did you go to?
Italy and Paris.
Wow. Nice. Any favorites?
Huh?
Any favorite place that you like, or any favorite thing that you did there? What did you enjoy there? What do you remember best?
The best thing is I got to see the Eiffel Tower.
Nice. Not the Italian pizzas. Nah.
They taste the same as the American ones.
Really? How disappointing. Okay. And Nihar, do you have a... Are you a reader? Do you like to read? Is there a book recommendation you have for our listeners?
My favorite book is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Finished all of them?
Yeah.
All right. Good job. Okay. And our third contestant is also a new contestant. Welcome to the show, Divija.
Yeah.
That's a pretty name. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Divija.
My name is Divija.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Mission Valley School and I'm in fifth grade.
Okay.
And
what do you do for fun?
I play with my friends.
Yeah, that's the best thing, right?
Best thing.
And are there any particular games that you like to, or just hang out?
Yeah, we just play outside.
Yeah? You have a big group near your house?
Yeah.
Nice. So, Divija, welcome to the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope to see you again. Okay. So, guys, are you ready for the show?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Our first contestant, first category is words beginning with car, C-A-R. Ready? We'll do a buzzer check always. And let me show the newcomers the best way to hold the buzzer and buzz so you have, you know, other people don't have an advantage. So you hold it in your palm and use your thumb. Okay? So, Shriya, let me hear your buzzer. And Nihal and Divija. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working. And we're ready for our first category, words beginning with the letter C-A-R. First question. What kind of a show is SpongeBob SquarePants?
Mm-hmm. Cartoon.
Cartoon, 10 points. Very good. Okay, question number two. What are you doing when you roll in a circle using only your hands?
Cartwheel.
Shriya is just zipping through them. Question number three. Guys, you can buzz any time while I'm asking the question. You don't have to wait for me to finish if you think you know the answer, okay? Question number three. What kind of a vegetable Bugs Bunny likes? Go for it, Shriya.
Carrot.
Okay. I think everybody knows the answer. She's just faster on the buzzer. Don't worry about it. Lots of questions left. Question number four. What diamonds are made of?
Carbon.
Awesome. Okay, question number five. The word for elaichi, a fragrant spice in English?
Cardamom.
I actually feel like checking the buzzers of the other kids to make sure they're working. Come on, guys, speed up. Buzzer?
He is buzzing. I don't know.
He is buzzing. Is it connected? I think it is. Yeah, test your buzzer. Yeah, it's working. She's just faster, that's all. Okay, question number six. A group of vehicles or people traveling together?
Cars.
Oh, no. Minus five from you. A group of vehicles or people traveling together. Question passes to Divija. You have 5 seconds. That's a difficult one. Yeah, they're all traveling together in a... Okay, you can say...
Carriage?
No, that's minus 5. And question passes to Shriya.
Caravan?
Caravan. Very good. 5 points to her. Okay. All right. Question number 7. Wow, we're zipping through them. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a Christmas...
Carol.
Carol. Very good. 10 points. Okay, question number 8. Everybody knows this, so rush to buzz. When you and your friend travel together in the same vehicle to school, what are you doing?
Carpool.
Carpooling. I'm sorry, kids. It must be frustrating. Question number 9. A man who works with wood.
Carpenter.
Carpenter is right. And last question on this category. A ride at a fair that has wooden horses that people...
Carousel
that people ride on. Okay, that was a clean sweep. I have to say, a category was words beginning with car. I think both Divija and Nihar knew all the answers. They were just beaten to the buzzer. Now, I did mention our musical showcase. We're going to play that in our second break. So right now, it's time for us to... Oh, our listener question, of course. I forgot. Our listener question in the same category, words beginning with C-A-R. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here we go. My favorite flavoring for ice cream that's made by burning sugar. No, kids in the studio can't answer. It's only for our kids at home. My favorite flavoring for ice cream that's made by burning sugar. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aryan, and my answer is caramel.
Thank you, Aryan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Sinchana.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is caramel.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
The answer is caramel.
And what's your name?
Bubbly.
Bubbly. Thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ojas, and I think the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Ojas. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
Hi, my name is Shravan, and I think the answer is caramel.
Thank you, Shravan. Shravan was the last caller for question number 1, our first listener question. When we come back from a break, it will be Divija's turn to pick the winner from all the correct answers for our first listener question. And we'll also see what the situation is with the points in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jija.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Sawal Kiye Jao.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid. That's safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com. And you can see how kids enjoy the preschool and after school programs brought to you by this organization. And of course, they have branches all over the Bay Area, more than 25. So wherever you happen to be in the Bay Area, wherever you're listening to the show, I know there is a branch close to you to go check out and see if you can make use of their preschool or after-school programs. And of course, don't forget to like us, our own show, Safari Quiz Show page on Facebook. Okay, so before we went on break, we had our first listener question, which was in the category words beginning with the letter C-A-R. And it was flavoring of ice cream that's made by burning sugar. The answer was indeed caramel. And from all the correct answers, Divija has picked the winner. So Divija, who's the winner?
The winner for the first question is Sinchana.
Sinchana, all right. So Sinchana, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the email to write to us if you want to participate on the show, because if you were one of the listeners, one of the people calling in for the last listener question, you must realize that you have 1 in 10 chance of winning, or sometimes not even that if you can't even get in, because sometimes our lines are just ringing and we don't have time or the numbers to pick more calls. So if you've been calling on the show, you know that your chances of winning a prize are very low. And there the prize is pretty small. But if you come and participate on the show, you have 100% chance of winning a prize. So there's really no excuse for you not to come over to our studio in Fremont and participate on the show. So if you want to participate, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please write to us. We are looking for more contestants in this new school year. I hope everybody is back from vacation and can participate. Okay, let's see how the kids are doing in the studio. Chia, how many points do you have?
95.
Well, you can tell there were 10 questions and she scored 95 points. So we know that our other contestants, Nihar and Shriya, have not and Divija have not yet got on onto the board. But you know what? We have two categories left and we're going to do a buzzer check and we're going to make sure that everybody's buzzers are working for our second round now. Shriya, Nihar, and Divija. Okay, so watch how she's holding her and try and buzz as quick as possible. 1, 2, 3. That's the way to do it. Okay, sports played with a ball is our next category. Sports played with a ball. Ready? Everybody's buzzes are working and Miss Anu is ready to hand out the points. And she's going to need a lot more 10 points. So we have so many correct answers. Okay, question number one. Sport in which you roll a heavy ball towards pins.
Bowling.
Bowling is right. That was Shriya again. Question number two. Sport in which you avoid getting hit by a ball. Go for it, Nihar.
Dodgeball.
Yay! Nihar gets 5 points. 5 points because he owes us -5 for his last wrong answer. Very good. Question number three. Everybody ready with the buzzers? Sport in which you can score sixes and fours.
Cricket.
Cricket. Very good. Question number four. Sport that's called soccer in the US but called...
Football.
Football. Very good. 10 points for Nihar. Question number five. Sport featuring birdies and eagles. That's Nihar
golf.
Again. Golf. Good job. 10 more points to him. Question number six. Sport also known as ping pong.
Table tennis.
Table tennis. That's Shriya. Good job. 10 points. Question number seven. Sport featuring a metal ball to which a volleyball is tied. Sport featuring a metal stick to which a volleyball is tied. Sport featuring a metal pole to which a volleyball is tied. I've actually found a question that stumped them. You play this in school. Sport in which...
Tetherball.
Tetherball. Very good. 10 points to Nihar. Good job. Okay, question number eight. Sport in which you try to keep multiple balls in the air. Sport in which you try to keep multiple balls in the air. It's simpler than you think. Okay, let me expand on that. Sport in which you try to keep multiple balls in the air without dropping any of them. Come on. Michael, do you know the answer to this one? He doesn't either. Okay, let me give you an additional clue. You might see this in a circus.
Juggling.
Juggling. Hey, no visual clues. No visual clues.
I didn't look at him.
Juggling, that's right, 10 points. Okay. Question number nine. Sport played in an indoor court that has the name of a vegetable. Sport played in an indoor court that has the name of a vegetable. Question passes to Divija. Any ideas?
Pass.
Squash. Squash. It's like racquetball, I think.
Yeah, racquetball.
Okay, question number 10. Sport in which US Open is going on right now and features players like Serena Williams. Whoops, I'm sorry. I think I'm going to give that to Nihar because he did buzz first.
Tennis.
Very good. My mistake. Okay, 10 points to Nihar. And that's it. We come to the end of our sports round. And here is... our listener question and a call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. sport that is like baseball, but played with a ball that has holes in it and a long, light bat. Sport that's like baseball, but played with a ball that has holes in it and a long, light bat. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is wiffle ball.
Thank you, Sabina. Sabina needs to be on the next show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is whistle ball.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknur, and I think the answer is whistle ball.
Hey, Iknur, can you and Sabina, would you be interested in coming back for a high school show? We have some other high schoolers interested.
Yes, for sure. Woohoo!
Yeah, Savi says yes.
All right, there you go. Okay, Miss Anu will get in touch with you. Yay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aryan and my answer is wiffle ball.
Thank you, Aryan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria and the answer is wiffle ball.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vrisha and the answer is wiffle ball.
What's your name again?
Vrisha.
Vrisha? V-R-I-S-H-A?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely name. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, my name is Ojas and I think the answer is whistle ball.
Thank you, Ojas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akash and the answer is whistle ball.
What's your name again? Akar?
Us. And the answer is whistle ball.
Is that Akar?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Akar. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Stuti Jarola and the answer is whistle ball.
Thank you, Stuti. And last caller for our second listener question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, you're
on the air. Nimisha.
Nimisha? And what's your answer, Nimisha?
Whistle ball.
Thank you, Nimisha. Welcome to the quiz show. And Nimisha was the last caller for a question number two, listener question number two. And now I want to announce, play our musical performance, our musical showcase piece. I want to say a little bit about the performer before we play this piece. This piece is by Antara Palit. She's a rising senior at the Hockaday High School in Dallas. Wow. She has learned Hindustani classical music since a tender age, but this is not a Hindustani classical piece. It's a Hindi movie song. Now, she's won a lot of music and dance competitions, and you can see why when you hear this piece. She's also interested in playing the piano, ice skating, and swimming. And we are very, very proud to present Antara's piece today. This is going to be our song for our second break. When we come back from the break, we'll see who won our second listener question and also what the scores in the studio are. Jieja.
Sawal Ki Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Safari Kija!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Shriya, Nihar and Divija. And just before the ad, you heard the performance of our musical showcase. That's by Antara Palit. That was a beautifully sung song. Congratulations, Antara. You sounded beautiful. Let's all give her a big round of applause. Now, to all those listening at home, I don't want you to get the impression that you have to be this professional, because this was a professional song. I don't want you to get the impression that you have to be this professional to send us your recording, because next week I'm going to play a piece, a violin piece, by someone who's just started learning. And you know what? I'm as impressed by that as I am by this, because that takes effort. Whatever you do, whether it's Antara learning for years and years and winning competitions and playing and singing beautifully, or whether it's someone just starting off on their musical journey, it's all worth the same thing. So if you're getting daunted by this, please don't. Send us your pieces, no matter what the level of quality, because what we want to really celebrate here is the effort and the musical devotion that children have and really the hard work they put into it. Okay, so now it's time to see who won our second listener question. It was sport that's like baseball, but played with a ball that has holes in it and has a long light bat. The answer indeed was wiffle ball. Everybody got it right. And Nihar has picked the winner from all our correct answers.
The winner of the second listener question was Sabina.
All right. Sabina, Miss Anu says, if you don't come and participate, she's not going to give you a prize. So, no, just kidding. But we would love to see you on the show. Congratulations. Congratulations. Sabina is one of our most loyal listeners, and we are so grateful to listeners like her for making this show what it is today. Okay, let's look at scores now. Shreya, how many points do you have?
I have 135.
Ooh, all right. What about you, Nihar?
40.
Nihar learnt the art of the buzzer in the second round and managed to make a little dent in Shreya's march to victory. All right. And Divija? It's okay. Divija has yet to score. But you know what? She knows most of the answers. She's just getting beaten in the buzzer game. And it's something that you learn by coming on the show again and again. So I hope we'll see you again and hope you're having fun. Okay. Our third category is animal communication. Animal, how animals communicate with each other. Let's do a buzzer check before we start the round. Shreya, Nihar, and Divija. All right. Question number one. These animals show affection by entwining their trunks.
Elephants?
Elephants, that's right. Take a chance, take a guess. Good job. Question number two. These big apes stick out their tongue to show anger. These big apes stick out their tongue to show anger. Gorillas, very good, Nihar. 10 points. Okay, question number three. When two of these animals like each other, they will press their long necks together.
Giraffes.
Giraffes, that's right. Educated guess? Yes, guess based on the clue. Very good. Giraffe is right. Question number four. This house pet will wave its tail to show anger.
Dogs?
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Nihar.
Cats.
Cats, that's right. 5 points to him, 5 points taken away from her. Very good. Question number five. These intelligent apes that share more than 95% of their DNA with humans...
Monkeys?
No, that's not correct. And I will finish the question. And now the other two, Divija and Nihar, you can buzz. It's not passed because I didn't finish the question. These intelligent apes that share more than 95% of their DNA with humans greet each other by touching hands.
Capuchins?
No, that's not correct. That is a really intelligent answer, though. It isn't. Divija, do you have a guess? Intelligent apes that share more than 95% of their DNA with humans. No?
Gorillas?
We already did that, so that was not correct. It is chimpanzees. Chimpanzees. Yeah. Question number six. Ready? These hive insects dance when they find nectar.
Bee.
Yay! We can't give her points. She's minus minus, so she gets nothing, but she's down to zero now. Good job. Up to zero, rather. Good job. Question number seven. These jumping animals thump their hind legs to warn others.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos. Very good. 10 points. Question number eight. These riding animals press their noses together as a sign of affection. These animals we ride press their noses together as a sign of affection.
Horses.
Very good. 10 points. That's Nihar. Question number nine. Oh my God, we're coming to the end of this round. These kind of snakes inflate their hood to scare other creatures.
Cobra.
Cobra. Very good. 10 points. Question number 10. Last question for today. These flying insects glow in the night to attract mates. Take your time. These flying insects glow in the night to attract mates.
Fireflies?
Yes, we'll accept that. Good. And that was the end of our episode for today, except for our listener question. I'm sure everybody's waiting very eagerly. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And it's in the category animal communication. These sea mammals use singing to communicate with each other. These sea mammals use singing to communicate with each other. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is whale.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is dolphin.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is a whale.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is beluga whale.
Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sanjana Rathore, and I think the answer is whales.
Thank you, Sanjana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ojas, and I think the answer is Will.
Thank you, Ojas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Parth, and the answer is Will.
Is that Parth?
Yes.
All right, thank you, Parth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Will.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Will.
Thank you, Lippy, and last caller for our question today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a whale.
Thank you, Sabina. And Sabina was the last caller of our third listener question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won in our studio today and also who was the winner of our third listener question. You're listening to Ja
Savai Ki Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've reached the end of our episode for today. So it's time to figure out first who the winners are from our Our third listener question was in the category animal communication, and we wanted to know which animals in the sea communicated by singing, and the answer was indeed whale. And from all the correct answers, Shriya has picked the winner. Shriya, who is the winner?
Akansha.
All right, Akansha. Congratulations. Akansha, have we seen you in the studio yet? If not, why not? Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, giving us your name, the episode date, the question and the answer. And of course, if you'd like to participate on the show, it's the same email, safariquizshow@gmail.com. So congratulations, and let's see how our kids in the studio did today. Shriya, how many points do you have?
155.
Wow. Okay. So that's pretty clear that Shriya is the one who won today. So let's first give her a big round of applause. And let's see how Nihar did. Still counting. He's surprised. He did well in our last round.
70
points. All right. Good job. And Divija, a contestant who just heard about the show yesterday and was a really good sport to say yes to coming on the show. We're so proud of her. How many points do you have?
10.
All right. Big round of applause for such a good sport. Wonderful. And I hope you'll come back. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope this is fired up a desire to come and win next time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so congratulations to Shriya. She did really well. I'm really proud of her. Well done.
Thank you.
And I hope to see you again on the show too. This is fun, right? And of course, to everybody who's listening on the show, if you haven't thought about participating on the show, just remember, whatever their points may have been, each one of them wins. In fact, we really don't have a second and third prize. Second prize is the same. Second and third prize are identical. And the winner, of course, gets a much better prize. But everybody who comes on the show wins. So if you're interested in participating on the show, safariquizshow@gmail.com is the way to reach us. Just let us know your age and grade and your name and a contact number. Of course, please do send us a phone number and we'll definitely connect you with other kids same grade. We've also been asking parents who seem very interested in our show to come participate in the show. See what your kids feel when they're sitting here in the studio and feel sweating because they have to think of the answer to the next question. So this is a challenge that I'm throwing to the adults who are listening to our show, to the parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts who are listening. We'd love to do a show for grown-ups on the show, even though this is sponsored by Safari Kid, because I really want your parents to experience what the kids are going through and be really proud of them for what they're doing. So especially if your child has participated on the show, you show up and you let me know. And then you can find out how exactly the kids feel when they're sitting in the hot seat. Okay, and a big thank you to Antara Palit for being our musical showcase participant today. Michael, our producer, liked the song so much that since we have a little time now, when we wind up the show, he's going to play the song again. He's a big fan. And you know what? In later shows, we're going to be playing some more songs by her. So do keep tuning in to listen to our fabulous show and also send us your musical talents and your children's musical performances. And that's all the time we have for our show today. The show was brought to you by Safari Kid. The producers were Anu and Michael. And the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Babuji Dhire.